The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Factoids on the Fly, a fascinating and fun-filled feast of fabulous facts, sumptuous statistics, and delicious data, all served up in 1 to 15-minute bite-sized morsels, sure to satisfy even the most famished of Factoid fans. I'm your host, Factoid Fred. Wonder if you're getting enough vitamin C in your diet? Then check out your bruise the next time you bump into something. Most bruises have a red to purplish tint, but if yours happens to turn yellow, it means you're low on vitamin C. Vitamin C is a key component in the making of collagen, and a yellow bruise indicates that your body is having difficulty in mobilizing collagen to help heal the damaged tissue around the bruise. So, go grab an orange and try not to run into anything. Our thanks to Denise Smith from Sacramento, California, for sending in our factoid today.
Bonus factoid.
And while we're talking about oranges, grabbing one more might just save your life. Steve Trumbore of Emmaus, Pennsylvania, writes to tell us of an interesting survival technique if you ever find yourself without matches or a fire to keep warm. Take an orange and cut a small hole in the top of it, a little larger than the size of a quarter. Next, find a flat stone and place it down into the orange where you've removed a bit of the fruit. Flint would be best, but any rock should do. Next, find a stick and flatten the end. Using the stick as a dowel, place the flat end against the stone and vigorously rub it while holding it between the palms of your hands. The citric acid of the orange is easily flammable, and the frictional heat of the stick against the rock will cause a flame to be produced in just a short amount of time. The flame can then be used to light larger amounts of tinder to make a proper fire to keep you warm and safe. Thanks, Steve, for that great factoid. Got a favorite factoid, bit of history, science, or trivia? Then send it to us with your name and your hometown at theflypod.com. If we use your submission, you'll receive mention on our next podcast, not to mention the admiration and envy of our listeners from across our RSS feeds throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. So until the next factoid gets stuck onto my flypaper mind and yours, this is Factoid Fred wishing you a great day.